A squad of Angolan army soldiers sets out at dawn for a training run. As the soldiers jog through what's left of Manong, the squad leader calls the cadence and calls out encouragement. The MPLA army here has been encircled by rebel UNITA forces for 9 months. Morale is low, the troops are tired. Gunfire is frequent on the outskirts of town. Small arms, machine guns, sometimes tank cannon. It may be the army shooting at UNITA infiltrators, although the UNITA ring around the city is said to be several miles back. Or it may be jittery soldiers firing blindly. It's hard to tell because the army won't take reporters to their defensive front lines. Army officers spend much of their time trying to keep the troops pumped up and prepared for a UNITA push on the city. At a training camp in the bush outside Manong, 100 young soldiers sit in the shade of a tree while an officer lectures them on the need for discipline and positive attitude. If the enemy attacks, you must display courage in battle, he says. You're defending your homes against the enemy. Many of the soldiers are teenagers. Many are barefoot and in ragged clothes, their Kalashnikov rifles caked with the red dust of the plains. One young soldier with an infected foot limps back to his tent after the lecture, using his rifle as a crutch, the muzzle in the dirt. Some of these men and boys have fought for years, first against the Portuguese, then against their countrymen. Most listen to the lectures on morale because they have to.
We are fighting our brothers. There's no education, no farming, no development. We're just wasting our time fighting. When will we have time for our families? We want the war to end so we can go to school or go to work.
This young man says he has been at war for 4 years and has not seen his family in that time. He will continue fighting because UNITA started this war. But like most soldiers in the field, he wants to go home. I'm standing on the outskirts of Manong City now, and that bit of shooting was not a gun battle between opposing forces. It was what's called forced conscription attempts here. Soldiers of the MPLA government are trying to round up and draft into the army any of the few available young males that are left. And needless to say, the young men do not want to be drafted, and the soldiers were shooting over their heads trying to force them to stop. 13 months ago, Angolans thought the war was over. Elections judged by the United Nations to have been free and fair returned the Marxist government of President Dos Santos. UNITA cried foul, and though their charges were never verified, Savimbi took his bush fighters back to battle. Most observers here say this year's fighting has been more vicious than before the elections, the destruction even greater. The country's economy is in ruins. Relief agencies predict a major famine, and peace talks have gone nowhere. A Western diplomat in Luanda told me he had only limited expectations for peace anytime soon. Although the West now recognizes the MPLA as the legitimate government of Angola, UNITA insists the government army be disbanded and is demanding guarantees of government cabinet posts. The government says UNITA is to blame for all of this year's fighting. Colonel Francisco de la Cativa is the army's second in command in Cuandacabango province.
Peace depends on UNITA. UNITA started it, and they've broken all their promises to stop fighting.
A few weeks ago, UNITA declared a ceasefire, and it's generally holding across the country, but few expect it to last. The talk is only of the war. Soldiers in the field dare not hope for peace. Military experts here say the government army is marginally stronger than UNITA, although the rebels do have the strength to take some of the cities they are now blockading, like Quito. But both sides are well supplied. UNITA gets weapons funneled in through Zaire, according to the government, and is estimated to have enough hardware to keep fighting for the next year. War costs money, but that's no problem in Angola. The government has oil, UNITA has diamonds from the eastern provinces under its control. The war machines of both sides are well fed. A C-130 cargo plane lands at Manong with a load of ammunition for the army garrison in Cuandacabango. For the return trip to Luanda, it takes on wounded soldiers and the wives and children of other soldiers stationed near Minong. Also on board, a curious bit of cargo, a large pallet of broken weapons, AK-47 rifles, machine gun barrels, grenade launchers, all rusted and smashed, useless now, except possibly for recycling. They've been scraped off the southern battlefields of a country that has known little but war since independence 18 years ago. For the Christian Science Monitor, this is Philip Winslow reporting from Minong.